It's 35 minutes past midnight, and I'm due to have breakfast at 5:30 in the morning, and I'm still in the little flower tea room, and I really ought to leave and go, but it's very, very hard to drag myself away from this table here. I'm sitting with a psychiatrist and two nurses, and they're chatting about the experience of Lourdes. And at the next table to me is a father and son, both of whom are brancardiers, another brancardia, and then, goodness me, I can't tell you what the others are doing, but basically this is a group of about 10 people, the last survivors out here. All the others are kind of gone to bed, I think. And it is actually time to give up on the Ola being outside and get ready for going back home. But the longer I sit here and the more I talk to people about who they are and what they've done and why they're doing what they're doing, you know, it is truly an interesting and noble and remarkable what this pilgrimage to Lourdes is like. And it is just a phenomenal mixture of good work and fun. That's probably the simplest way of putting it. Because I have sat around here this evening and discussed kind of theology with people. And we've had a really good laugh about how religion used to be in the old days in Ireland and what it's like today. And not so much about religion, really, but the behaviour of the religious, how they used to behave and how they behave today and how people behave in relation to them. It's just fascinating, it really is. And I have to say, it is time to give up here and go back. But it's been terribly satisfying. You wouldn't often find yourself in this kind of a situation.